sharing the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting you know that He loves you, He cares about you, and He wants to meet the need in your life. This is Messages on Demand.
And Father, today I want to thank you for your blessings. I want to thank you for all that you've done in our lives. And Father, most of all, I want to thank you for sending Jesus. And Father, I pray that today's word would touch hearts and lives. Father, that whoever hears this may receive a blessing from you. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Before I begin today's message, I would like to take a moment and just say happy 104th birthday to my dad. Now, he's celebrating it in heaven, has been for 30-some years now. But he was a dedicated Christian, and since his birthday happened to fall on the date that we're doing this program, I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday in heaven. Well, as I bring this message today, we're only a few days away from celebrating Christmas, or as some would call it other things. Sometimes we as Christians will call it Jesus' birthday. Some people don't want to really call it Christmas. They want to say happy holidays, or they'll come up with some other thing. And I know that before we get into this message that and talking about Jesus' birthday, before we get started in that, some are going to say, well, December 25th is not the date that he was born. And in all probability, that's true. See, because we don't really know the exact date, and that date really isn't that important to us. This is the date that we have chosen to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know there are some at this time of the year that turn into Scrooge, and all they can say is, bah humbug. But yet for others, this is a season of joy and happiness. And I know some people just get really excited during this time of the year. My wife is one of those folks who gets excited about the Christmas season, and she's one who starts feeling it early, generally around October, as she begins looking forward to that special day that's coming up. A day that as we celebrate with family, with sometimes with friends, but most of all we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I know as the date grows closer that even some of the more hardened souls will start to feel a little of the spirit of the season and maybe begin to say some nice things. And like most people, we begin trying to do some nice things for others. We will send greetings cards and catch up with folks that we haven't heard from in a year and find out what they've been doing over the past year. And I know for some of us, that's the only time we may hear from some people is when we get that Christmas card. Because they just don't stay in contact with us like they used to. But even though some may look at this season with a cold heart and say, I really, you know, I'm not too fond of this season. I turned off by it maybe even. But somewhere during this time, even down in that coldness of heart, there's a little bit of warmth that begins to glow. So I want you to think about that. But I want to change the subject for a moment. I want those of you who are at least teenagers and older to think back some. And this should be even easier for the older folks. I want you to think back to the time when you first fell in love. Think about that. Think back to when you first fell in love. Remember some of the feelings, the emotions that you had. And, that feeling that you got, that warmth that seemed to light up your life, is that. And then for those of you that are married, I want you to remember back to the first time you met the person you fell in love with and eventually married. I don't care how many years it's been, if you were really in love, you remember it. I remember quite well to the first time I saw the lady that would become my wife walk through the door of a church. And she was there as a visitor, as well as I was. And we'd been invited to hear a minister that I knew that was going to be holding revival there. And she came as a guest of the young lady that played the organ for his ministry. And I remember as she walked down the aisle towards the seat where she would sit during the service. And I thought, I want to get to know her. Well, here it is, many years later. I still remember many more details than what I'm sharing with you about the events that happened that evening. But something began to warm my heart. And I began to say, I want to know more about that person. Well, I want you to think back now again to Christmas and what we've talked about earlier as we were beginning this message. And do you see any similarities? Because you see, in this season, this special time that we all love about the Christmas season, and we as Christians realize that Christmas is all about love. Think about it. I know as a little kid you may think about Christmas was just a time for getting gifts and Santa Claus was going to come or something like that, and you were excited for those reasons. But if you're a Christian, you begin to realize that this season is not about the gifts that we're giving one another. It's not about the things that have touched our lives and this throughout that year, but it's about the gift that God has given us. That's what this time of the year is all about. Several years ago, and I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, possibly even a little bit longer than that, my wife wrote a little chorus that we were going to sing at our church Christmas party. And she titled that chorus, Love is the Greatest Gift of All. And I want to share the words to that chorus with you. Love is the greatest gift of all. Love is the greatest gift of all. For God so loved us, He gave His only Son. Love is the greatest gift of all. Love is the greatest gift of all. Love is the greatest gift of all. His love is filled with mercy, joy, and peace. It's a gift to all who will receive. Love is the greatest gift of all. Love is the greatest gift of all. Love is the greatest gift of all. For God so loved us, He gave His only Son. Love is the greatest gift of all. You see, this whole season that we're celebrating, it's not about the presents we receive under the tree, but it's all about the fact that Yahweh God, God the Father's love for us. You know, probably the most famous scripture in the Bible is John 3:16. And it's a scripture that many people can quote even if they don't go to church. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse in the Holloman Christian Standard Version reads, For God so loved the world in this way, He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. Think about that. That's what this season is about. It's about the love that God has for you, the love that God has for me, the love that has for each and every one of us. And you might ask yourself, well, why does God love us so? I mean, why does He love us so much that He would give His only Son that we could have eternal life? Well, let's go back to the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And reading again from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them, male and female. Then skipping to Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, which we're reading from the Geneva Bible. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created Adam, in the likeness of God made He him. Think about it, folks. You and I were created to be in the image of God. Think about that. Why does God love us so much? Why did He want to give this great gift to us? Because we were created to have a special relationship with God. If you read the entire Bible through, you do not find any place in Scripture where it says that God had a special relationship with this animal or that creature that dwelled in the sea or that creation that flew in the sky. It does not say that He had a special relationship with any of them, but that He created only man. Human beings to be in His image. And He wanted that relationship. Unfortunately, a relationship that was lost because of disobedience. Lost because we could not keep the simple commandments that God the Father laid forth. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, it tells us this. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So the Lord God called out to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." Then he asked, "Who told you you were naked? Did you eat from that tree that I command you not to eat from?" Think about it. God had only told Adam and his wife Eve two things they couldn't do. Were only two commandments. Do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and do not eat of the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 goes on and reads, "The Lord God said, 'Since man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, he must not reach out and take from the tree of life, eat, and live forever.'" God did not want us to live forever in our sin. He had such compassion upon this disobedient creation that if you read the scriptures there, He cast them out of the Garden of Eden. so they could not partake of the tree of life and live forever in the sin that had now come upon them. Did that event end God's love for man? Well, all throughout the Old Testament, you find evidences of God's continued love for His special creation. You find it everywhere where God stepped in and met their needs, where God stepped in and brought deliverance, where God stepped in and took a hand in their lives. And God still steps into your life today if you'll let Him. He will still step in and be your guide. He will still step in and be your deliverer. He will still step in and be your healer. He will still step in and be the one who meets your needs if you will let Him. Not only do you find evidence in the Old Testament of God's continued love for His special creation, but you also find prophecies of His plan of redemption and restoration. A plan that would eventually bring a Messiah who would be born as a babe, grow up into manhood, going through some of the same things that we go through, facing some of the same problems, difficulties that we as human beings go through, so that the day would come that He could pay the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Think about it. God provided a plan that we could be restored to that relationship that He originally intended us to have with Him. A Messiah would come. And as we celebrate this Christmas season, we're not celebrating Santa, we're not celebrating Santa, we're not celebrating the parties. But as Christians, we're celebrating the fact that Messiah came. Messiah was born as a babe in that stable in Bethlehem. Messiah came, was born to a couple that apparently didn't have a lot of finance. But God made a way. We read the story of how those kings from the east came and brought gifts. We also find how that they had to escape because Herod was ordering all the babies under 2 years of age to be killed. God provided a way and God provided a plan. And He made a way of escape. We also read how that young baby grew into adulthood, how he began an earthly ministry which lasted about 3 years. We also read about how the day came that He gave His life as the ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, that we could have forgiveness from our sin. Think about it. The greatest gift of all that has ever been given was the love that God showed the human race when He sent His Son to be the sacrifice for your sin. You know, we go back again into the Old Testament and we find the story of Abraham and how God spoke to him to take his son Isaac upon the top of the hill, and there He was to make him the sacrifice. And Abraham, out of obedience, began to do what God called him to do. And as he got up there and he had his sword drawn back to complete the act of sacrifice, God stepped in. Isaac was not going to be the sacrifice for our sin, But God's Son was going to be the sacrifice for our sin. And today, we have the opportunity of asking Jesus Christ into our heart and life. Asking Jesus Christ to come into our life and wash away the sin with His blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that we could have forgiveness and that we could have restoration of that relationship that God intended humankind to have. Talk about a gift. Love of the Creator of the universe for His creation, you and I. He created us, He loves us, and He wants us to live eternally with Him. He made the way. Jesus paid the price. All we have to do is ask Him in to our heart and life. And if you're listening to me today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to think for a few moments about this great gift that God has given, that we're celebrating with the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago. God made a way. All it is up to you to say, I accept that gift. You know, someone could buy us a gift. They could buy us a new car, they could buy us a new home, they could buy us a multitude of things, and they could bring it to us and set it down in front of us and say, here, this gift is yours. But if we choose not to pick up that gift and take it with us, to accept it, then it's lost from us. Salvation has been bought and paid for. The greatest gift of all has been paid for, and it's been presented to us. I'm presenting it to you today that God loves you. He has provided this gift. It is now up to you to accept the gift that He has given you. This Christmas season is just a celebration. Our first installment, you might say, celebration of the greatest love story ever told. The love of the Creator for His creation. And you can experience that love as well. All you have to do is ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and forgive you of your sin. And if you do that in all sincerity of heart, and you cry out to Him, He's there waiting to answer your plea. He'll come in today. He will become Lord and Savior of your life. Won't you do it right now? And I want to ask you, if you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart after you've heard this message, why don't you contact us? Our website, you can contact us through there, or you can contact us at our email address, www.tlhf.us is our web address. pastor@tlhf.us is our email address. Let us know if you've accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and life today. Let us know if you have experienced the greatest love of all, the greatest gift of all.
You have been listening to Messages on Demand. If you have been blessed by this message, please let us know. You may contact us by email at pastor@tlhf.us. Again, that's pastor@tlhf.us. Or by clicking on the Contact Us button on the homepage of our website, www.tlhf.us. Messages on Demand is a Didaskalos production, a ministry of the Lord's House Fellowship.